Welcome to the podcast of Sita Life. Hi, I'm Chris Franz. Please share these podcasts with others so that they can also have part of the blessing. In 1974, Pastor Yongki Cho of Korea was at a pastor's conference. He was called home with an emergency call because his son was dying. When he got home, he found that his son was on his deathbed. 30 children had already died. The result came because somebody had poisoned fruit and the children had eaten that fruit. Pastor Yongki Cho said, "I'm not letting my son die." He began to pray and walk around the room just seeking God. But then he saw how his little boy breathed his last. And then he saw how the body started to become hard. The boy was gone. He was dead. But Pastor Yongki Cho would not give up. A man of deep prayer, he dared to believe God against all odds. He said, "Lord, I'm not leaving this room until you give me back my son." He prayed, and then the miracle happened. Life came back into that young boy, and he came back to life. When he came back to life, he said to his father, "I saw heaven, I saw Jesus, and I saw people from our church that have already gone on to be with Jesus. They were saying, 'Here comes Pastor's son.' But then Jesus said to me, 'I can't keep you here. Your father won't let you stay here. You need to go back.'" And so he had gone back. Today, Pastor Yongki Cho's son is a missionary in France. The Bible says, you know, if you stand on his word, the unshakable truth, miracles will happen. In Galatians 6, verse 9, it says, "Let us not be weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Don't give up. God is the supernatural God. It doesn't matter what situation you're going through. He has the answer for you. So don't give up. God bless you. Never forget, Christ is the answer.